your access code, followed by the pound sign. Please enter your security code, followed by the pound sign. There are 6 participants on the call, including you. You are joining your conference as a participant. For a menu of available commands, press star pound.
Hang on.
Rachel's here too.
Usually Tammy likes to do it by agency.
Timer.
I did not.
How many
Yeah, I'm recording. Yeah, so the first and the last are somewhat redundant. This was the issue where we were trying to get more fish into the Foster Fish Ladder. Those memos were sent out. I will add that we never actually used pumping as a mechanism to get fish. We just used a spill operation, which was a success. And that's all I have, unless anyone has any questions. The next one was Doug's action item, and he's not on, so I'll speak to it as much as I can. It's in regards to the compressor that's used as a backup at Minto. I know that that compressor's been at Detroit off-site. It's something that was specifically bought for the facility, and it's something we should probably get back there. And in terms of path forward, we did receive a message from Eichmann that it would be returned soon, but we've heard that before, so I just we need to keep it on the radar.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge concern. They've had it for over a year and a half. I've been asking every month to get this back. I mean, we are vulnerable without it. I mean, if the main compressor went and I can't clean drains, we can't save anything. I mean, I can't get water to any fish without a compressor and an air pressure system. It's getting kind of ridiculous. That was a lot of here. It should be here. We've been telling them
resolved. sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I can. I don't want to put one more person in the middle of all this, because that always is super helpful. But I can call Greg Eichmann and just see what's up.
That would probably be helpful. That would actually probably truly be helpful.
Whenever I do that.
Okay.
Alright. So moving on to the next action item, it looks like it's pretty redundant with the first one.
Correct.
Then, unless you have something to add, Chris.
No, I think we're good.
That will bring us to Fenton's request to move coordination form 19, Foster 07.
Yeah, thanks, Tammy, for doing that. I appreciate everybody allowing me the time slot. Chris sent out an MOC for spill at Foster, interim spill at Foster this fall into the early winter for fish passage because, as everybody is aware, the fish weir is not going to be used until we complete our design improvements. So they removed the fish weir from Foster yesterday, actually, and is storing it at the project. And so the spill bay is available to pass regular spill water if needed. And so what we propose for interim fish passage is the same operation we had back in the spring where we spill at night and only generate enough power for station service. And for those of you not aware of station service, it is power to the plant itself. So powering Foster itself, they need power. And then generate full power during the day, no spill unless it's necessary to pass excess water. That was a very successful operation earlier this year in the spring for fish passage, and so we propose to have the same spill at night, power generation during the day, between October 15th to December 15th, which is the peak of the sub-yearling Chinook migration. BPA already approved that operation, and I'm checking with FBOM here if anybody have any questions or concerns, and then I'll route a special operations request internally with our water management and managers. So, any thoughts, questions, concerns of this operation?
Hi, Fenton. This is Ann Mullen. I joined late, sorry. I do have a question about why wait until October 15th. Is it something that could be started sooner? Or?
Because that's when we start seeing the fish moving out of the reservoir. We've done between ODFW and all of our other studies over the many years. They don't start moving out until late October, but we're proposing to start in the middle of October.
Okay, so that's mostly Chinook we'd be expecting?
Mainly Chinook.
Yeah.
Very few or no steelhead move out in the fall.
That's what I was thinking. Is there any similar plans for spring operations for steelhead that would be moving out?
Yes, but we'll talk about spring when we get to next year. We have to see where we are with the fish weir improvements first. But
okay.
If we don't, one step at a time, Ann, let's deal with one season at a time. And so, you know, back earlier this year, we didn't have the fish weir, so we did this interim spill operation. And now we're having to do it again in the fall, and I imagine if we don't have the fish weir fixed by next spring, then we'll most likely propose this operation. But we have to do it seasonally because things change.
Okay. Sounds good.
Any other thoughts, questions, concerns? We're doing something good for fish, people.
I'm patting you on the back of your helmet.
I'm seeing a little halo over your head. Perfect.
All right. So Tammy, I guess nobody has any other questions or concerns, so I will consider the MOC approved and work on an SOR internally then.
Yep, sounds good.
So
yeah, we already have an approval from BPA.
Comments are due on that September 27th, which is 2 days from now, so I think it's safe to move forward on it.
I'm sorry, Chris, what, What's on September 27th?
That's when comments are due.
Okay. Well, I can wait till then if somebody has any other comments or issues after today.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, and thanks for letting me go early and so I can get to my other PDT meeting.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. Bye.
All right, so moving back to the normal agenda, you're on updates, the first one being the North San Am.
Greg, do you have anything?
No, other than I think Chris has sent you all the information on the valves and the environmental folks were out last week looking at the PDT, I guess, or was out looking at the asbestos last week. I haven't gotten a report or anything. I think they took a few more samples, and I don't know if they had contractors with them to look at it, but they did meet last week at the Minto. Or Mary Fork, sorry.
Yeah, it looks like we will actually get that contract awarded by the end of the fiscal year, so we'll be coordinating, or the small projects team will then be coordinating when the contractor can get out.
Okay, okay. Do you have an idea of when they would start work?
I do not. Chris, do you remember what they were putting in the contract for that? I think it was fairly flexible to allow accommodation for what worked for the hatchery.
Yeah, I was just thinking we will shut the Marion intake down probably second week of November. And that whole intake will be shut down till March-ish, April-ish. So that would be a great time to do work on that one. I'm just worried about if they're trying to plant it in January and February and we're under snow, it gets a little more difficult.
Yeah. Hopefully they take that into account. But we can follow up on that. Onto the Minto Fish Facility, the compressor will not return. How about the AWS gate?
Still, no change, still in the bottom of the pond.
Thank you, Tammy, and my apologies for not being there. There's a bad traffic jam on 205. I will be setting up a meeting, Greg. We will be coming down. We'll discuss the release pipe and some other contractual issues, and I know it's a really busy time right now, and we appreciate your support and patience. Thank you for that update.
Alright, anything else on the North San Am? If not, let's move on to the South San Am.
This is Ryan. I can give a quick update. Brett and company are actually spawning this morning, so a busy day everywhere. In terms of adult collection, we have had a total of 973 spring chinook collected in the South San Diem. Most of those were foster, but I think 252 of those actually came from the hatchery outfall. So that was a pretty good effort to pull fish out of that outfall on the hatchery side. I have talked to Brett a little bit. I know there's a, I think it's a PDT meeting this afternoon, a conference call, but I think that's one thing that we ought to discuss is if that is a potential place to collect fish in the future, we likely need to address some infrastructure issues on the hatchery side. The South CDM had fosters a total of 136 unmarked spring chinook that have all been outplanted to Gordon Road. Like I said, spawning is going on today, and I think this should wrap up their spawn for the season. Otherwise, everything else is going pretty well.
On there just to keep it on the radar. I have not had time to move that forward or even think about the future on that at this time. I don't have any updates in regards to the water supply. I don't know if Ryan knows or Kurt's on.
Yeah, really no update. We haven't heard anything from EWEB. They're still working through some details with FERC, but no update on the water supply. That status isn't likely to change in the near future. With the rain we had over the last few weeks, it did increase the flow in Cogswell Creek and the amount of water we were able to draw from Cogswell through the hatchery, so it probably added 3 or 4 CFS through the fish trap and fish ladder, and we did were able to collect quite a few more fish at McKenzie over the last couple of weeks. I think last week was something like 200 new fish, so that just definitely helps the situation. McKenzie's going to spawn tomorrow. That'll be their final spawn, and they will meet their production goals. They're on target, on schedule to meet their production goals. The adults that, the McKenzie stock adults that we were holding at Minto, so we spawned one group at Minto. I think Greg has those at Marion Forks. The additional adults that were being held at Minto, we were able to outplant above Cougar on Tuesday. Greg might have those numbers. I think it was roughly around 75 adults. I don't have the sex breakdown.
Yep.
Thanks. Kurt was also able to outplant some of the adults we were holding at Leeburg, and then after the spawn tomorrow, we'll outplant the balance. We likely won't hit that 600 total fish, at least coming from the hatchery. I'm not sure what the cougar numbers are like. I'm sure we'll hear that next. So, good news on the Kansas, we are catching fish. We were able to get some fish outplanted and meet our production goals. Mark.
23 males, 24 females. So we're light to the females on top of that. Not helpful.
Hey, Kelly and Greg, this is Bob. I've got Cole Lindsay calling in from EAS, you know, of course, doing the spawning surveys. We'll see if they had any additional insight to this. Over.
Which will make our disposal process a lot quicker.
Okay.
that's all I have on that, unless somebody else has anything to add. All right, so let's move on to the Middle Fork then. Willamette Hatchery?
Things in the Middle Fork are going well. they have last week spawned 386 pairs of adult spring Chinook. That's a 1.5 million egg take roughly. So last week was a big week. They spawned another 100 or so this week. Maybe it was closer to 200. So anyway, spawning's going well. I don't have the outplant numbers in front of me, but I know they have got Dan was able to meet the minimums for the North Fork, Middle Fork, and Hills Creek. I think 300 and 500 respectively. And then after spawning, the balance of the unspawned fish, they plan to outplant. So everything's going well at Willamette and Dexter. Really, no other updates at Dexter. We did get a late push of fish around the first of the month or so into Dexter, more than usual. So that was nice to see.
I was down on the river. There's nothing down on the river, so
that was kind of,
you vacuumed them up. Nothing down there last week.
Yeah. But fish health at the hatchery and Dexter, no issues. Everything's going well.
That's great. Here, how about Fall Creek Fish Facility?
Yeah, so we had, to date we have about 257 fish back. I don't have the male-female breakdown, but I know this. We've been running heavy to these three-year-old males all year. So I suspect that, I don't know what the final number is going to look like, but we're definitely running heavy to these smaller males this particular year. So all those fish have been outplanted. They're getting they got one fish last week, but then for all intents and purposes, it's over.
Greg, what did you say? What was the total?
257.
All right, any questions on the Middle Fork? All right, moving on to the bull trout and Oregon chub. Greg, do you have an update on the contract status?
Yeah, it appears that it's going to go through and that we are going to get it signed for the end of the fiscal year, which is super exciting, especially for somebody like me that's been working on it. So that's really good news, and more details to come. But it looks like it's gonna get done here before the end of fiscal year.
That is excellent news. I'm glad to hear that.
Yep.
Any questions regarding that? All right, Rachel, we're at the Fitterwagon Research Update.
Yeah, so just a reminder, Fitterwig is next Tuesday, October 1, just for awareness. With respect to our ongoing research projects, we are still waiting. Oh, I'm sorry. Fenton also wants me to remind you that Fitterwig is here in Portland District. With respect to research updates, we are still waiting on more resolution on a final budget for 20. We have our FY20 concepts and work scopes ranked. Now it's just trying to get as many studies as we can on a limited budget, and we'll have to wait for more resolution probably until next month. With respect to, there were a couple of projects that were executed at the end of FY19. So there is a foster outplanting study that was able to be executed on $19, so that's good news. And I think that's all I have.
All right, any questions for Rachel? Thank you. Let's go to water quality update. Do we have anyone from water management who joined us? No. Chris, do you have an update for this?
The only thing I know about is unit went down yesterday, causing an increase in TDG, but I couldn't tell you the details at this point.
Okay. All right. How about a flow update?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up on my phone. Please use my computer.
Chris, I have it if you want me to just read them off from the teacup.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so North San Diego, we got 1619 outflow currently. And Foster and South San Diego, 1177. Cougar, outflow 520. Blue River, where are you? Blue River, 499. Way up. Wow, what's going on up there?
About main stem flow target.
I thought that's what you're going to say. 1480 out of Hills Creek and 1677 out of Dexter. Greg, were you down at that road work that they had to do on that bridge that for a little bit? I was hearing about Mark Grepperson.
I've seen it a few times over the winter, and I was aware, and then we were helping coordinate some of that. But
okay. Sorry, I just jumped to that because I was thinking about Hills Creek outflow. I know it had to go down a little bit for them to do the dewatering, but it looks like it's come back up, and Fall Creek is 573.
Thank you, Ann.
No problem.
All right, any comments or questions on any of the flow? All right, kind of head update.
So the most recent information I have is from the week ending 9/13. And at that time, there were no California sea lions observed below Willamette Falls. And apparently, typically by this time of the year, mid-September, they have up to 4 sea lions foraging on the coho that are starting to show up. So we could be seeing some evidence that the removal efforts have been working.
Hey, let me speak with you. Hey, thank you, Kelly. This is Bob. Interesting that no stellars have showed up there yet. Currently at Bonneville right now, last couple days it varies because what we have is the animals will move downstream and feed on the chum salmon, but we've been tracking about 50 stellars a day right now at Bonneville. Go ahead.
How does that compare to normal?
That's normal. That's the new normal right now at Bonneville Dam. In fact, last year I think we were at 60 at this time. So these stellar sea lions, of course, are really size and ability to feed are really the apex predator out there right now. And so I like your point about the removal efforts because I think they've been fortuitous. You know, I spoke a little bit at the last meeting about how these animals are such an interesting animal, but they just right now where they're at and where they're feeding and what they're doing to these stocks is just so decimating. So thank you for the update and thank you for your efforts.
All right, any other comments on pinniped? Okay, moving on to fish count. Do we have any updates?
I don't.
No. All right, how about any update? No. All right. Let's go to the contract status section. Willamette Hatcheries, we awarded on the 31st of August. Right at the last minute, but it's awarded, and that's the important thing. So as noted before, Bob Wertheimer will be the COR on this contract, and he will be setting up meetings and will come talk to the hatcheries and ODFW about what to expect over the next year plus. Bob, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, thank you, Tammy. One of my issues is I just got off leave and I'm kind of playing catch up, so my apologies to all of you down there. I'm thinking probably I'll look at your time slots and early to mid-October, I need to get down there to each of the facilities to work with you and kind of develop a clear understanding. I think the understanding is pretty clear right now, but just so we can manage expectations on all of our parts. I think it'll be a good sit down. There's nothing, I don't think anything really that new coming, but I just want to make sure we manage expectations and get familiar with myself and my staff, because we'll be coming down to the facilities. The way I typically do it is we'll probably have a team of two coming through and working with you on the QC inspections, making sure everything is set up. And really this benefits both you and us, having these logs, because when stuff does emerge with water supplies and all these different issues, with potentially with the egg trays and different things, it protects all of us. And so we just want to make sure we have good documentation and that we all work together and move forward. Over.
Any questions on the Willamette hatchery contract? All right. Let's move to the trout contract. We are trying to award some options before the end of the fiscal year, and then a new contract will need to be in place this time next year. So be looking for that paperwork out in Ben's office, you know, people who are interested in bidding on that. One change to the trout contract this month is McKenzie Boat Stock. Can I talk about that? Or Bob?
Really, I mean, we executed that mod, and I'm playing catch up when I look at the agenda on this, Tammy, and this was the transfer from McKenzie so Lieber could release the fish. It was explained to us as a test to see if these fish were more favorably received, and so we really look forward to the update on ODF&W stocking and how things went and how they perceived the path forward. Because anytime we execute a mod, Jeff had come to me and he really wanted immediate action on this. And it was tough for us, and I was just really pleased that our contracting and Chris Walker and others were able to support it and move this mod forward. Because anytime you modify a contract, it takes time, preparation, justification. So I was just pleased it went forward. I look forward to receiving results and kind of working with ODF&W on the path forward in the future now that Lieberg has stood up again. Any questions for me on this?
This is Kelly. I just have a quick comment, and first, thank you. I recognize that was a lot of gyrations, and I appreciate that. And I also wanted to share that we had an angler contact the hatchery, just a general hatchery inbox, remarking on the quality of the fish from this last stocking. At least one angler's noticed.
And thank you for that, Kelly, and that's outstanding.
Alright, anything else for trout? Okay, moving on to monitoring and evaluation of those spawning surveys.
So I had a call set up last week, and Kelly and others were invited, and this call did not occur. My apologies for that, because it was with the contractor itself. And I think, as everybody's aware, you always get more insight from the people who are actually doing the work on the ground than you're going to get if I'm relaying the information. So what we've done is we've asked Cole Lindsay from EAS to be on the call to give the updates today, so we could get that insight. And there's already been some talk about the McKenzie earlier. So Cole, if you're tracking, if anybody doesn't have any issues with it, I think we move from north, start with the north San Yam and move down through the sub-basin. Does anybody have any issues with that?
I didn't know that call was today. This is Ann, sorry, Bob. Could you tell me what time that is?
No, it's going to, you're going to get the update right now. So Cole's on the line. Yeah, no, and my apologies, but the good news is, we're going to always put a little, it's not spin, but there's been a lot of activity from last week to this week, so we're going to get the most recent update. In fact, Mark and others are, I believe, are on the call. Mark Morash and others are on the call as well. So we'll get the update from people who are actually doing the work, basically real time as we can. Over.
Okay. Yeah, this is Cole Lindsay, and I think we do have, I think I heard Mark Morash and Matt Paulson join the call. There are
teacher
leads are actually out on a survey right now, but they pulled over to join us just in case anybody has any questions that they can help to answer. But yeah, I'll just jump right in for now. So the crew started the test digging on September 5th on the South Danium and in the Upper Mackenzie. And so that's the same day we actually saw spawning activity starting in 2018. And then, like Bob was saying, the crews really started seeing red counts increasing significantly during the week of September 15th. So we'll be providing the up-to-date counts, but the some of the reaches haven't been surveyed since the 15th, so we're expecting that some of these counts, you know, will change as the crews are out counting this week and in the coming weeks. Just a couple general observations before we get into the current counts. Crews have been seeing very high numbers of live fish above Leeburg Dam and lower numbers below Leeburg on the Mackenzie. They saw over 100 live fish on the South Danium, below Foster Dam, between Foster Dam and Pleasant Valley, and good numbers of fish on the North Danium, around and above Minto Dam. So, unless there are any questions, I can just quickly run through the current red count. Okay, so I'll just go ahead and start on the Mackenzie. Below Leeburg Dam, there have been 60 reds counted. And above Leeburg Dam, there have been 429 reds, including 286 from Forest Glen to Bannon Cay. And on Horse Creek, there have been 11 reds counted.
Cool.
And if anybody wants to jump in with a question, go ahead, but I'll just keep kind of rolling through these to keep it going. Lost Creek, we haven't seen any reds yet. That was last surveyed on September 12th, or 11th and 12th. They surveyed in Lost Creek, so those counts will be updated again this week. In the South Fork, Mackenzie, our crew counted 47 reds. But again, they'll be out surveying those again. And I know our crews have been talking to the Forest Service, who's been doing red counts in the restoration areas there. And so we saw 47 reds, but I know the Forest Service indicated they're seeing a lot more reds than that now at this point. So that count we're expecting to go up. On the Middle Fork, Willamette, one red on Fall Creek, below Fall Creek Dam. And then no reds counted so far on the Middle Fork Willamette between Dexter and Jasper. On North Danium above Minto, 14 reds so far, and four reds below Minto between Minto and Pack Saddle. And then so far on the South Danium, below Foster, Foster and Pleasant Valley, 69 reds, and the guys are surveying that reach again today. So those are the current red counts. Are there any questions on any of those? Okay. I can just quickly give a quick summary of our the carcass counts today. So we've collected 58 carcasses, and about half of those were collected in the last 4 days of survey, so carcass collection rates have really increased during that week of the September 15th. And then of those, 26 were clipped fish, and 12 of those had coated wire tags. So about half of the clipped fish that we've recovered so far had photowire tag recoveries. And just one last note, the 33 of our 58 carcasses were recovered on the Mackenzie. 28 of those were recovered above Lieberg Dam, and 8 of those carcasses from above Lieberg Dam were adipose fin clipped fish, so about 30% of those above Lieberg were clipped. And that's pretty much all we had for our update, unless there are any other questions.
Quick question, this is Ann. Any pre-spawn mortalities in the carcasses so far?
Yes. I can try to pull that up real fast. Sorry, I thought I had that open. Here we go.
Muted.
Well, I'm going to ask him just so you can provide an update after if you want.
Okay.
So, I mean, these are just
unmeaning
preliminary numbers, obviously. So we've had 10. So we had 10 pre-spawn mortality so far.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Cole?
Overall, just...
Sorry.
I didn't mean to...
When did the survey work actually start, Cole? Can you...
It was at the beginning of July.
Okay. And so you've picked up a grand total of 58 carcasses across the basin since the beginning of July.
Yeah, and like I said, half of those, just came, after we saw the initiation of spawning. So, yeah.
Were the pre-spawns kind of sprinkled around, or were they concentrated in any area? Anything notable?
Matt or Mark, do you guys have any comment on that? I can try to look through the data here.
Well, it's not that critical. I mean, it's only 10, so it's not alarming.
Generally speaking, they're sprinkled around. If you're, sometimes in some of the pre-spawn mortality studies that I've worked at the University of Idaho, we would see at spawning and fish on res with, 100% full eggs, finding carcasses. We're not seeing that. Any pre-spawn mortality that we've kind of seen has been, spread out throughout the whole field season. And we have had a couple of fish with 100% egg retention, but generally speaking, I don't see anything, any real trend there.
Thank you.
Any other questions for them? Hey, Matt, Mark, Cole, thank you guys so much. And again, that insight from the field is so beneficial to us. Sincerely appreciate your work.
Yep, thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to coordination report.
Sure, I think we've talked about most of these already. So the first one, 19 CGR03, should actually be CGR04, and that's the trout stocking changes that were made with that contract modification that Bob spoke to. The next one, 19 FOS05, is in regards to discussion and flow changes that were made in the South Sanium River, providing flows up to 1200 at this point. I know there was a meeting yesterday that I did not make. I'm not sure what came out of that, but that's kind of where that stands.
I was there, and we agreed to keep it at that level for the time being, keeping an eye out on these spawning surveys and any other information if the weather keeps nice and rainy, and talk again probably in a week or 10 days.
All right, thank you. The next one, 19 FOS06, That's the operation where we use spill to get fish into the foster fish ladder for broodstock and other purposes. That was a success. And then the last one is the one that Fenton presented on in regards to spill operations this fall for fish passage. Any questions?
Any other comments on any of the MFRs or MOCs? If there are, go ahead and send those to Chris.
I have a question. This is Rachel. I haven't looked at that, but did Brett have a chance to add all the nuances that went along with that temperature operation? I know they made some adjustments at the facility itself that helped as well.
Not particularly. We made some. He opened up his facility on the hatchery side. There weren't any adjustments to the facility itself. All we did was spill water to increase temperatures. So we are going to have a meeting to talk in detail about that this afternoon.
I think I've got some notes that Brett put together. I think he's going to share that this afternoon. I think he was able to reduce the ladder flow, or the actions Brett took was to reduce the ladder flow during spill, at the entrance during spill. It appeared the combination of reduced flow and increased river temperature helped extraction.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was referring to. Thanks for that.
And glancing through it quickly now, I'm not seeing that. So maybe we want to just document it somewhere.
Yeah, Brett made some notes. He sent it to me yesterday. I think that's the one of the main topics of the PDT conference call this afternoon.
Perfect. Okay.
All right. Moving on to the fish operations plan. It's available on the website. This is a living document, so if you have changes that you would like to see, feel free to submit those anytime during the year, so we don't have a huge crush at the end of the year. Chris, do you have any updates?
Yeah, I guess the only other thought I have is I'm still working on language for the fish facility operations, where we had the task group to discuss that. I need to incorporate what came out of that still into the WFOP. And as soon as I do that, I'll post it.
Okay. And then task group updates. I thought we decided we were going to take the Swift one off, because it's not really a...
Well, if you want it, I have it.
Excellent. Well, since you have an update, let's have
it. So there is... The Swift working group is planning... a salmonid workshop for salmonid experts to demonstrate the progress that they've had and to generate more hypotheses that it could inform the framework. I don't believe that a date has been selected, because I think the researchers gave people a little bit longer to fill out the doodle poll. So if you're on that thread, please go ahead and fill that out.
All right, that brings us to the end of the agenda. One thing I do want to make sure people are aware of is Chris will be out of the office next week, so if there is any Willamette coordination, please include me in any email correspondence, and I'll do my best on that. Other than that, are there any other issues people need to bring up or want to bring up? All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for calling in. Sorry the in-person meeting didn't turn out as we had planned down in Salem. We'll try again next month.
Thank you.
Everyone, have a great day.